Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Allison Van Indenham talking about precision breeding in the beef cattle industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
The precision breeding that's available because we understand the DNA of our animals is tremendous. A brave new world, if you please. And Dr. Allison Van Indenham from the University of California, Davis, is one of the leaders in working to discover how best to use this technology.
Right. So what you can do really is bring in like a trait like POLD or disease resistance into the very best genetics as you make the next generation of animal. And so, for example, you could take your very best embryo of the next generation and then just tweak the DNA so that it's now resistant to or less susceptible to bovine respiratory disease or whatever trait you're after. And that's where I think the breeders of the world are very excited and would like to use this technology for applications that I think really align with a lot of people's sustainability concepts in terms of, you know, animals that are disease resistant don't get sick, they don't suffer, you don't need to use antibiotics, and they're more productive. And so it kind of ticks all the sustainability boxes.
Right. So I take, when you know, the gene sequencing that we've been able to do on animals and on plants, this is the result of that technology, right?
Well, it's this technology is an add-on, but it's enabled by the fact that we've invested all of this public funding in the sequencing of the bovine genome. And so really, this is the translation of that basic information into useful innovation in animal breeding. And I think it's a really exciting development and one that I know public sector breeders are really anxious to be able to utilize to improve our plants and animals for food production.
How do we give comfort to the general public? I mean, you know, there's a hardcore that just is going to say no, you know, no matter what. Regarding modern production, agriculture, breeding. But there's a lot of society that's willing to listen. How do we communicate this successfully?
Well, I think, you know, typically we tend to lead with the science, and really I think it's more important to explain why we're using this technology and how it could help address problems. And as a scientist, that's my interest, is addressing problems. So, for example, if we've got animals that are diseased and we can address that problem and we don't have to, for example, kill animals when they get avian influenza or pigs when they get a virus, we can explain that and use less antibiotics, then I think people that care about animal welfare would think that that's a useful purpose to use this technology for. And so I think discussing why we're doing it and what the consequences are if we don't do it in terms of animal well-being and illness and antibiotic use, kind of showing them the benefits rather than just always focusing on these kind of unrealized risks, right, is not part of the discussion up until this point. And I think that a lot of these applications would really align with the core values of many people in terms of producing a safe animal that's also basically got this added genetic component of not getting sick in response to a disease challenge.
Dr. Allison Van Indenham, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and a mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, that's 63 black and polled and 2 reds, 35 spring yearlings, 95 limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 top purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.